Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I pray that you have had a wonderful, glorious day, that it has been productive in every single way possible, that you've allowed God to lead and guide you in all areas of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. First off, I want to apologize for not posting on Thursday and Friday. Excuse me, as you know, life is life. And sometimes things get in the way, and sometimes things stop, or sometimes we're just tired. And but there was a few things that we had going on and that was happening in our family. And so God is good, though. You know, God is wonderful. And we just praise God that God is in us. And that because of God being in us, we were able to go through and we were able to be there for our family and help them go through the situation and, you know, just be able to give love and give comfort. And just thank the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We might talk about that later, but right now we want to get back into our word for today, which is talking about kingdom living is. And our word for the year is expand. So that's what we're trying to do. Expand our minds. Expand how we think. Expand how we talk. Expand what we think about where we are in our lives and begin to receive the expansion of God's goodness in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about God's plan in my life, and I'm just excited about the things that God is doing, and I'm asking that you all pray for myself and my wife, and that you help us to be able to receive as God pours into us. I thank God for all the people that are in our lives, and I especially thank God for all of you who take time to listen to this podcast and to, excuse me, and to hear me, and I appreciate that you take that time. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get into the word for today. So let's go, you know, as I started, we started off in Luke chapter 17, we went on to Romans chapter 14, and then we went on to John chapter 10, and now we're in Mark chapter 11. And Mark chapter 11, and we left off on Wednesday talking about the mountain. So I'm going to read Mark chapter 11, verse 20 through 23. Okay, just to catch us up. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. In the morning, they passed by the fig tree that Jesus spoke to, and it was completely withered from the roots up. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Teacher, look, that's the fig tree you cursed. It's now all shriveled up and dead." Jesus replied, "Let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. If someone says to this mountain, with great faith and having no doubt, mountain be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea. And that's where we stop, and thrown into the midst of the sea. We were talking about having the faith of God, and that having the faith of God means that we are steadfast, solid. And because we are steadfast and solid, because we have the faith of God, and we listen to the truth that Jesus is telling us, Jesus is saying to us that if someone has the faith of God in them, then they can say to this mountain, mountain be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea. Now, we talked about that the mountain represents kingdom realms. It represents the kingdom realm of God. And the sea represents the nations, the peoples. And so Jesus, and this is what Jesus has been talking about all the time, that the kingdom is in us. And that because the kingdom is in us, it goes wherever we go. And so if we're walking around with the kingdom realm, we have that mountain. And it says that if we say, if we talk about the mountain, the kingdom realm, in the midst of the people that we're in, that's casting it out into the sea. And it's just to say that we carry the kingdom realm with us, that the kingdom goes with us wherever we go. And so we want to make sure that we are carrying the power of God into every place we go. So as we're carrying the kingdom of God with us, the word here is saying to us that we have to have the faith of God. Now, you see how Jesus worded this. First, let me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Because it says, the next line in that verse says, and believes that what he says will happen, it will be done. Okay. Now, Jesus is saying that if you say to the mountain and you don't doubt, and we talked about what doubt means, that doubt means to be double-minded, what James talked about, that we sometimes think it is and sometimes we think it ain't. Being double-minded means that we change our minds more than we stay steady in the things that we do, instead of that we vacillate back and forth, you know. If we believe what the word of God says, if we believe what God says, then we're not going to vacillate. And remember, it says toss to and fro as a wave going back and forth. If we believe what God says, then we believe what God says, and we stay steadfast in that, and we walk in that. Not to say that there are times that get hard. There are times that we're looking at a situation or a circumstance and it's not changing. We're looking at situations that's not changing, and at least that we can't see that they're changing. It's not to our natural eyes that we're not seeing a change happen. Doesn't mean change isn't happening. Just means that we can't see it. If we stand in the word of God and begin to hold on, it says, have the faith of God. God's faith would be steadfast, solid, not wavering. God believed in what God said. And so God is steady. And we have to learn how to do that. We have to learn how to be steadfast in what we believe. That we keep the word in our mouth, and we keep our word. It means that when we have the faith of God, that no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, We know that it's true. I know I am healed. I know that my knees are healed. Now, to look at me some days, you think, really? And even for me, there are days that I have pain in my knees and I think, really? You know, but then I come back and I realize that I believe the love. I believe that God loves me. And therefore, I'm standing and I have received my healing. I tell myself that all the time. I have received my healing because Jesus has already given me my healing. My healing was done on the cross. My healing was done when he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. My healing was done. And so now I have to receive that healing is done for me right now. I have to receive that. I have to reach out and say that I'm healed. And even though it doesn't look like I'm healed, even though some days it doesn't feel like I'm healed, I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, I know the Lord loves me and the Lord upholds me and the Lord carries me, and I know I'm healed. And these are the things that we have to stand in. Now, there's a lot of intricacies in this, you know, because there's so many things that hinder this for us. And this is, and not just physical healing, but mental healing, financial healing, social healing. There's so many things wrapped into all of that because we've been taught so many things and we've been indoctrinated in the traditions of human beings that we believe those things because they have been the things that have been steadfast in our lives. And so we have to learn and begin to change that in our lives. Begin to change those traditions and those things that we believed and begin to believe God's word. It says, and believes that what they say will happen, it will be done. That means that you believe what you say. I believe what I say. Words are so important, and we use them so loosely that we have to teach ourselves how not to say stuff that we don't want. It says, Scripture says that we have what we say. So we have to teach ourselves how not to say things we don't want. You got to remember our words are seeds that we send out into the universe. And the universe is like the ground. It's going to make it grow. And it's going to come back. And we're going to reap a harvest of good, or we're going to reap a harvest of negativity. And we have to make that choice. We have to make that choice in our lives. You know, so it's paramount that we grasp this and begin to ingest this and renew our minds to believe and receive. I know that sounds simple, doesn't it? It really does. But it's not as simple as it sounds. Not for us, because we have had so many things, so many negative things come at us, and so many negative things taught to us about every area of our lives. You know, if we grew up in some homes, our parents or whoever raised us would say, you know, you never amount to anything, or can't you learn this? You know, if you had a hard time learning, you know, or if you weren't a physical specimen like other people, you know, when you gonna grow, you know? and just different stuff that we have been told over and over and over again, those words stick with us. And we have to learn, we have to de-learn those words. We have to de-learn them and get them out of our system and begin to look at what we know God says about us. You know, the scripture that says, it says the weak should say that they are strong and the poor should say that they are rich. But the thing about that is that, yes, we have to say it, but we also have to do things about it. If I'm weak and I'm saying that I'm strong, then I can't just sit around and eat candy and cake and stuff and think that I'm going to miraculously become strong. No, if I'm saying I'm strong and I'm strong in the Lord, then I have to begin to do some stuff. Then I have to begin to put action to my words. And so I have to begin to, you know, just start walking. You know, that's the first exercise. Start to walk. You know, then and if you can just go out your front door and down the street a little bit and come back, that's a first start. And you do that every day. But you say, I'm strong in the Lord and I can walk this distance. And then you'll find that you're going to walk a little further and a little further and a little further. But we have to put action to it. If I'm going to say I'm strong, I have to put action to what I believe. I believe that I'm strong, therefore I can walk this distance, or I can, you know, I can do this exercise. And you might have to modify it for a while, but until you get stronger and be able to do the full exercise, but you have to put legs to what you're saying. If I'm poor and I'm saying I'm rich, then I'm going to have to change some things in my life to become rich. That means that I'm going to have to look at what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and begin to change things. You know, if the job I have now is whatever it is, and I know that this is only giving me a certain amount of money, then I need to make sure, first of all, I'm going to invest in God. I'm going to find a spot and ask God, where do I need to give? And if it's only 10 cents, then I'm going to give that 10 cents and I'm going to give it faithfully and I'm going to give it consistently, because I know God is going to repay me. God is going to give that back to me. And I will continue to give that 10 cents every day, every week, or whenever it is that you give it. And then you'll notice that you will increase enough to be able to give 20 cents. And then it will increase a little more. But then you also have to prepare yourself to begin so that you can get a better job. So whatever it is that you have to do to prepare yourself to get another job, then you have to look at, what do I need to do next? How do I have to prepare myself? And it's not like you have to pay for school, because there's more than enough information on the internet and different things that you can begin to study and learn to prepare yourself for whatever it is you want to do. And then as you get more invested, as you grow more, then you can begin to put money into receiving education to get to do what you need to do. And there's different things that we need to do, but we have to get off our rusty butts and do something, because it's just not going to happen. Like I've been saying, God is not some genie in a book that we rub on that book three times and think God is just going to tap us on the head and everything is going to happen. No, we have to move. We have to. We say it. And we believe it, then we move in the direction of what we're saying. And that's how that works. We have to put legs to it. And God will empower us to do it. It says that the love of God has empowered us to follow God. glory to God, has empowered us to follow God. So we have to yield ourselves to God and begin to do the things that need to be done to get where we're trying to go. Glory to God. And God will empower us to do that. But we have to put legs to it. God can't put legs to it. We have to. We have to. Because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Glory to God. So we are the ones who now have to put legs to what we are saying. We have to move forward in it. It takes our actions. It takes our actions. Now that we have the faith of God and we're listening to the truth that Jesus is telling us, we realize that the mountain is the kingdom realm of God that's in us. And we're working on not having any doubt that that mountain, as we move into the sea of people, that that mountain, the power that God has given us, will allow us to proclaim the good news of God, not only for our own lives, but for the lives of the people around us. And that we believe that what we say will happen, that it will be done. Because we move in that direction. Because we put legs to what we believe in. We believe it, we receive it, and we move in it. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. We thank you that you have given us the power, that the kingdom realm is in us. And if we believe that the kingdom realm is in us, that you are empowering us from within, that we can move forward in that. And we thank you, God. Help us. Reveal to us what we need to do, the next step that we need to take. In Jesus' name. So it is. So it is. I love you so much. And Jesus loves you so much more than that. Have a glorious, wonderful evening in the Lord, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going. if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.